WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Towson, Maryland, what appeared to be a car crash turned out to be a mass shooting. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough.
The first officer that arrived on the scene found a vehicle on its side and in flames. Our officers searched the scene. They found multiple victims and alerted the fire department. The fire department came to the scene.
At least 9 people have been shot and 1 is reported dead. Police say it appears that this is an isolated incident and a targeted shooting. A Manhattan grand jury indicts the suspected shooter in the murder of United Healthcare CEO. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Luigi Mangione is facing 11 charges in New York in connection with the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson 2 weeks ago. Among them, first-degree murder in the furtherance of terrorism. Ricky Kleeman is a criminal defense attorney.
Murder in the first degree as an act of terrorism is an action that is designed to coerce and intimidate the civilian population.
Congressional leaders have unveiled legislation that would avoid a partial government shutdown later this week and keep the federal government funded through March 14th. It would also provide more than $100 billion to help states and communities recover from hurricanes and other natural disasters. A new survey from Gallup finds that Americans have little confidence in the nation's judicial system. Gallup's Lydia Saad.
After 3 years where Trump's cases were being adjudicated that were making Republicans very unhappy. This year, the momentum seemed to go his direction, and Democrats have been discouraged by the court system.
Speaking of the court system, President-elect Donald Trump pursues the Des Moines Register and its pollster over a pre-election poll showing him trailing Democrat Kamala Harris. The Register calls the lawsuit meritless. A U.S. official says a couple hundred North Korean troops fighting alongside Russian forces against Ukraine have been killed or wounded in battle in the Kursk border region. Russia says Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, a prominent figure in its war with Ukraine, has been assassinated in Moscow. Ukrainian security sources tell CBS News that Ukraine was behind the bombing outside an apartment building. CBS's Haley Ott.
For Russians far away from the front line, the attack in the heart of Moscow brings the battle uncomfortably close. It was very scary and not typical for around here, one woman says.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who traveled to the International Space Station aboard Boeing's troubled Starliner more than 6 months ago, will not return to Earth until at least March 2025. That's 10 months in orbit, rather than the expected 8 to 10 days. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing 3 straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters, theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low 20s. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Becoming breezy as well, highs mid-20s. It's 28 degrees right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to a school administrator from up north who's the state's new superintendent of the year. You could accurately call her superior.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Police in Baltimore County, Maryland are investigating a mass shooting.
We have 10 individuals that have been injured. One's deceased. 9 were transported to the hospital.
Chief Robert McCullough says it was a targeted and isolated shooting and the public is no longer in danger. A Manhattan grand jury has handed down an 11-count indictment against Luigi Mangione for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, including murder as an act of terrorism. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Normally, the indictment would be unsealed when the defendant makes his first appearance in the courtroom where he is formally charged. The Manhattan DA wants, obviously, to get this process started.
A new Gallup survey finds Americans have little confidence in the judicial system.
It was kind of a double whammy this year where both parties were at relatively low confidence in the court system, which has driven the overall number down to kind of a historic low for the U.S.
Gallup's Lydia Sad. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on Robot?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Ronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining flurries winding down here in the overnight? Cloudy skies and northwest winds. Temperatures tumbling to the upper teens to near 20 degrees. On Wednesday, we'll see clouds and a little bit of sunshine out there with highs in the low to mid 20s. Right now, it's 28.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies
up. Democratic consultants who run the campaigns make their money by taking a commission on placing ads on television. When the Republicans had these media operations, well, the biggest one obviously was Twitter, and Elon Musk just tweaked the algorithm. It cost him $40 billion to do it, but he tweaked the algorithm. And by the way, Elon Musk has made almost $200 billion just since Trump was elected. $200 billion? Twitter cost him $44 billion? He put, you know, $277 million into Trump's campaign, or into getting Trump elected. Seems like a pretty good investment. But here we have Democrats going, oh, yeah, let's put the 74-year-old guy with throat cancer in charge of one of the top committees in Congress, one of the place where you can speak up and sound off and make big waves and get lots of publicity. Let's put this guy there. What kind of fools are running the Democratic Party right now? Barron in Los Angeles. Hey, Barron, what's on your mind today?
Couple things. First of all, I transitioned from United Healthcare to traditional Medicare and added a D plan. And I was just, you mentioned yesterday that you, you've been on Medicare for about 9 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'll be 8 years because I'm 73. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm up there with you, 71. I was just curious, are there anything that you can add or any, not you, but that one can add that would enhance, because I lost a few things coming off of the United